You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello, beautiful, magnificent Wisdom Tribe, sacred souls, shining lights. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here again for another Wisdom of the Ancients show. It is really an honor and a privilege to be here in the energy that every single one of you has helped create. Thank you, everyone, for being here, for creating the Wisdom Orb and creating this platform where we can all come together and bring our awareness, our energy, and really work on activating points of light, activating our own beings, our light beings, activating our heart light, weaving the web of light together. And that's really what this particular season is all about. It's about weaving the web of light, understanding that we are all part of the collective consciousness, really understanding that at a deep level, and understanding that each and every single one of us makes a contribution, no matter how small, how insignificant, just by virtue of the fact that we're here, we're up-leveling, just by virtue of the fact that we're listening to beautiful, beautiful speakers talking about topics that will uplift us. Even just by being here, we're up-leveling each other. You are up-leveling me right now simply by being here. So thank you, thank you. And let us invoke the Ancient Ones. Let us invoke all the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service. Let us invoke those who are known and unknown, the Ascended Masters, to support us today, all the beautiful creatures and all the beautiful beings to support us. So we have a great show. We're going to be talking about how you can really enlist the help of beautiful beings. And we're going to be talking about electromagnetic field and how it holds the key to your power, partnering with spirit mentors. So let me introduce our next guest to you so we can switch the mic to someone else and you can hear about this amazing subject, how it's going to impact your life. Alicia Power, Master Energy Healer and Spirit Telepath. Alicia Power has been trained by creative spirit beings and spirit mentors for 30 years. These decades of direct from spirit training and intense initiations mean she brings a high spiritual authority to effect fast change to a person's soul evolution, their soul history, their soul wound history, and spiritual leadership. These decades of watching and partnering with senior spirit levels and spirit beings in daily energy healing have given Alicia a forensic knowledge of auric techniques and awareness of how senior spirit mentors evolve a soul under their care. Alicia is a regular guest on Consciousness Telesummits and offers her audiences regular soul training and group spirit surgery, where participants receive soul upgrades, Akashic wounds clearing, and psychic empowerment training. She's honored to speak with you today, and I am honored to speak with Alicia today. Welcome back to Wisdom of the Ancients, Alicia.
Oh, Ian, honestly, I just love it. I love jumping into this community and with you. Just love it. Thank you so much for having me.
You know, and we all, I'm not just saying this, Alicia, but, you know, we all do love you. We all appreciate you. And yeah, we do. We do. And, you know, you come to us every time with such profound and transformative information and processes and the programs that so many of the community have already taken part in have made such a difference in their lives. And I'm sure as we go through the Q&A part, you know, everyone, you'll be able to put your questions in the webinar box. I know many people are already leaving comments on how they work with you and your creator beings and your spirit mentors. So I know I can see what a difference that you're making in certainly the lives of the people in the wisdom community. And I'm not so naive to think that only the wisdom community are here today, because I know you've also brought some of your people with you. And so we're merging today. We're merging for the purpose of really acquiring the knowledge that's going to help us grow and transcend and take shortcuts, and which is okay. It's not spiritual bypass. You know, taking shortcuts is totally fine because it's enlisting the help of those who are here to help us. Right?
You make me laugh, Ian. That's so funny. Spiritual shortcuts. I love that. I totally love that. That's exactly what I'm about. I'm so into spiritual shortcuts.
Right.
Oh, so, my God.
You are here to show us how spirit technicians can help us with our consciousness, and then you're going to be sharing some training today. And you said that you're going to work with the spirit mentors today, where we can all quote unquote watch you and them work. So for those people who haven't, and there will be some on the show today, who haven't worked with you before and maybe haven't even heard you before, can you share a little bit about the spirit mentors and the creator beings, and if they're one and the same or if they're different, and how you came to work with them?
Thank you. Excuse me. So my goodness, I haven't sort of told my story for a little while, but 40 years ago, anyway, when I was 18, it's a long way since then, when I was 18, I started a very deep spiritual practice, and for 16 years followed an Indian spiritual guru and lived in an ashram for 6 years and just focused my life on meditation and service. And even when I was just normal out in the public, not in an ashram, still that just 100% focus and commitment just sat at the core of me. And after those 16 years of deep spiritual practice and being part of that community, excuse me, I shifted out of that community and opened up my psychic awareness. And that was now 30 years ago. Opened up my psychic awareness to working directly with spirit guides, talking to them clearly, and they started to show me how to look into people's auric fields, not just to see colors, but to see complex matrices of light. And this is what we're going to be talking about today. And my passion, even from 30 years ago, is still exactly the same, which is kind of crazy, isn't it? Which is to pass on the how-tos of how to get used to, and this is something that's really, really key to the whole topic today, how to get used to having your own personal spirit surgeons, teams of spirit surgeons, who can so easily, you know, calmly and clearly and gently and lovingly go into your energy systems. You've got a force field of light around you, each of you. I'm being very basic for some of you who are advanced, but I'm just starting from the scratch here. You've got a force field of light around you, and it actually interpenetrates your body. In actual fact, it's the scaffolding for your body. So the light force field stays the day you die, and your body sort of separates away, and your force field is what ascends higher up back into the worlds of spirit. And so the real you is this light force field. This is relevant to what we're talking about today. So some of you guys who are new, who haven't heard me talk before, I just want everyone to slow right down and let's get down to the basics. Because it's when you touch and tweak and twirl those light matrices that is the real you. It's a body of light. It's when you touch that body of light and start to caress it, change it, talk to it, work with it, sing to it. I'm not saying you guys, but I'm like, actually it's the spirit guides that do that. But I'm just saying that when you start to interact with that body of light, that's when your world changes. That's when you upgrade as a human. That's when you start to stand tall in your soul power. So if you bundle along in your life and you don't turn around and touch that body of light that you really are, and you don't start to clean it, and you don't start to become aware of it, and you don't work it, like going to the gym, you know, like where you don't shift it, upgrade it, clean it, if you don't do any of that, it's much harder to step into your soul mission. It's much harder to remember that you are a soul here temporarily on a mission. It's harder. So when you do, you know, arm in arm with a spirit helper, when you do turn around to the spirit worlds and, excuse me, and start to work with partnerships with spirit helpers, like deliberate, you know, where you're eyeballing them and you're going, guys, I want you to touch my light field. I want you to go in there and I want you to rummage around and travel down the tunnels and the corridors, and I want you to look at all the layers of this light body that I really am, you know, my true self. I want you to go in there and read the memories. I want you to go in there and read the books. What I mean by that is just read the learning curves that I've had as a soul. All of that is data that's sitting, and memory that's sitting in that light body. So you, when we turn to our spirit helpers, very specific technician, healer, spirit beings, and get them to go in and do the rummaging and the scrubbing and the healing and the reweaving and the reconstruction, you know, your life changes. You accelerate because your conscious brain thinks differently. See, a lot of people haven't connected that. They just think, oh, I'll go to an auric healer because I'm in pain, or I'm depressed, or I'm not feeling right, so I'll go to an auric healer. And I'm saying, no, it's actually different. It's not about that. It is about that, but it's not really. It's about upgrading. It's about accelerating and shortcutting to that higher, finer, self-loving, self-aware, self-realized person that we could be in our full potential in this lifetime. That's what it's about. So I want, that's why I'm slowing this down. I'd like everyone to go, oh, you know, oh, okay.
Well, I
let's
think that's
press the button.
Yeah, I think that's important to slow down. You know, sometimes we do tend to get ahead of ourselves, and regardless, we as humans need to hear things multiple ways, multiple times, because the information that is coming through, it doesn't always, you know, connect with us. Maybe the first, second, third time we hear it. So when we hear something like this, you know, what I'm thinking to myself, Alicia, is okay. So I want you to explain the difference, because what I was going to say is I say to myself, well, I do things like clearing my aura. I do things like strengthening my aura. I do visualizations and journeys to strengthen my aura. But I think the difference here, and we all do things differently, is that I usually do it by myself. So what I'd like you to do is maybe contrast the difference between those of us who might do some of this work by ourselves. Well, there's three levels. There's one, the people who don't do the work. There's some who do the work by themselves. And then there's maybe the third contrast would be if we have the benefit of the spirit mentors to do the work with us and for us. What some of the differences might be?
Oh, my goodness. It's quietly, not, you know, not sort of bagging you, but it's night and day, actually.
Yeah.
and one of the reasons is that these spirit mentors, these spirit surgeons, and it's something that I'd love for everybody today to walk away with, is a relationship with one or two key personal, your own personal unique spirit surgeons for yourself that you have got to know, that you've got names for, that you can reach for. Okay, so this is for everybody listening. So that's what I want for the end of this particular little session with us and Ian. But it's these, what I want to say is that these spirit surgeons are master light weavers. They are master technicians. They're electricians. They've been trained, I often say this, they've been trained for eons and eons and eons and eons. Whereas some of us have, you know, an acupuncturist, for example, I've got a dear friend who's an acupuncturist who's trained for 30 years or 40 years. That's still really short compared to eons and eons and eons and eons and eons and eons, right? So we're talking about beings who, with their clarity of their mind, understand that every single light wave in the matrix, in the matrix of that light body, every single little light wave has unlimited software sitting in it, unlimited. And quantum physicists in quantum mechanics now know that that's the truth. They've already, about 20 years ago, 30 years ago, have realized this, and probably much longer than that, maybe 50 years ago, that every single light wave has nearly unlimited capacity to carry data. So these technicians, these electricians in the worlds of spirit, what they are extraordinarily trained to do is to look at your light body and find a patch of it. Okay, so, I mean, we haven't even got the first clue, you know, which unlimited layer of our light body we should even start at. But these guys very, very quickly, instantaneously, they're telling me to say right now, know exactly where some corrupted virus, software virus I'm talking about, is sitting somewhere in the light body, in the matrix. So they will go there, and what they, the very first thing they do is start reading the software in the light wave. A lot of people don't understand that this is incredibly detailed. So they will go in and they will start sensing into that software, and they're literally reading it. They're reading the instruction that that software is creating. You know how in computers all software is instructing? It's like it's, you know what I mean? Like it's saying go left, go right, do this, do that. Like that's what software does. So that it's exactly what these guys are doing. They're reading that. They're going, now the other thing they do is read the ownership stamp on that software. So it's complex. They instantly understand what that sort of virus software is doing, how it's affecting your whole energy system, and they're also observing who put it there and why.
Mm.
So because there are many, many families, tribes, species of beings in the world of spirit, and many grades, shades of gray, and many layers and layers and layers and layers and layers of light traveling upwards. It's really, really huge, huge quantities. Oh, are you there, Ian? Can you hear me? Hello?
Oh, hi. Did we lose each other?
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
Thank goodness I'm still on. That's great. No, I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm still on as well. I just adjusted my headset for a second, and then I think I lost you for a second. Sorry. I was just adjusting my headset for clarity.
I'm just... so happy that I didn't get bopped off the call. Anyway, so what I was saying, what I'd love everybody to understand is that the worlds of spirit have, I can't even say the word, humongous, huge quantities of tribes of spirit beings. Not even quantities of spirit beings, but tribes of spirit beings. Like it's the many, 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 many different kinds of tribes of spirit beings, right? Species of spirit beings. It's incredibly complex out there. It is very much like walking down in New York, you know, at lunchtime. It's just every single kind of being is around. So in the world of spirit, what's really useful, everyone, is to build a relationship and a partnership regularly with one or two spirit surgeons that you get used to. You've got a name, they show up, you feel them, and you let them know what you need done in your auric field. Now, what you're going to be doing when you say, I want something done, is you're looking at the way you feel, you're looking at the way your life is rolling out, you're looking at what's not working in your life, you're looking at what you're feeling that is maybe below par to what you want to be. You're looking at how your brain's operating, how your mind's operating, clarity, foggy, lack of direction, lack of connection to your mission. So many things that you could just, in a moment of reflection, check in on yourself and notice what isn't feeling correct and right for you. And then very specifically tell that symptom to these surgeons. And what they do, as I mentioned, is a very complex thing. They go in and find why there's a disconnect, why you can't feel your soul mission, why you're not feeling hope, why you're not feeling buoyant and positive. Because in there will be patches of energy, of software, that they can very, very quickly change for you. And that's the point. And that's the shortcut. So I'm just saying that it's complex, and that's the reason you'd invite a spirit surgeon to do that work, because we could do surface, but we're not going into the scaffolding as deeply as they do. We're not going to the source as deeply as they do and as correctly as they do.
Right. So is it a case?
And I can. Please, I was just going to say, and I can hear some of you guys on this call going, yeah, but is it permanent? And I'll say a lot of it is permanent, because they go so deep into your Akashic records and into your soul wounding and shifting deep core stuff. They will definitely. But on the surface, like on the ocean, there's storms, like you're meeting challenges during the day and you're downloading uncomfortable software back into your auric field throughout the day as you're rumbling around with people. So on a daily basis, you'll still be disturbing, if you like, that equilibrium. And so, as you say, Ian, a daily maintenance or a regular maintenance where you show up with these guides regularly, at least twice a week, if not more, three times a week, to have a look at your auric field and just jettison a lot of the density that you might have accumulated over the last two or three days or the last week. So that needs to be certainly just kept up. And I'm just saying this, I'm talking about this as an idea for people, because it really does lift a veil between you and your higher self. It lifts that veil. There's a reason you do it. You know, you could be saying, oh, I can't be bothered. And I say, well, if you want to live your potential in this lifetime, be bothered.
Right.
So, because it reconnects to your higher self. It reconnects you to the true higher you. It's like Michelangelo chipping away at that rock, at that stone, and finding the statue hidden within the rock, within the marble. So it's about revealing the real you more and more and more and more, giving it room to move, room to wiggle, so it steps out of the constriction of a lot of the software that's kind of, I use the term virus software, but a lot of that shadow software that's sitting compacted in our ancient archives, also, you know, that just gets flooded in from our daily lives. It just makes sense, I think.
Yeah.
And you talked about spirit guides and what's the difference. I, as many people who work with me know that I work with different sort of layers of the world of spirit. So I work with the very high creator beings, which when I connect with them and when I get them to look at my auric field, they work with my higher selves. They work with definitely my normal human self too, in terms of how I'm interacting with in my life. But their light and their style is incredibly high and also very fast. I also work with more denser levels of the worlds of spirit, which are more connected down in the human levels. They've never been human themselves, but they deal with shadow as their speciality. They're beautiful light beings, but that's their speciality. So I front up to them a lot, because they're warriors and they travel into my auric field and with so much awareness and smarts. They're so smart about shadow. And they're just so clear about how to work with it, and so quick and accelerated in how to work with it. So I've got a couple of different levels, or a variety of different levels that I work with. But today I'd just love to introduce people to some beautiful spirit surgeons who can work with you. That relationship is what I'm wanting for you guys to form with these spirit surgeons. That's my hope for today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. And we'll also take some questions on the web as well. So if you have questions, you can put them on the web and we'll get to as many as we can within the time today. And, you know, Alicia, a couple of things are coming to mind, but the question that's coming to mind first, and I think it's in the space of the community, is this. So there is a certain framework or belief system that we have to go through something. So we have to become aware of our shadow in order for it to be transformed. So, for example, it's a lesson we have to go through. Maybe it's even karmic. So the question that's coming up is, if the spirit surgeons are working on something, is that something that they can help us transmute and transform without us necessarily knowing what it is, and we still learn the lessons? So, you know, I don't want to talk in circles here, but I just wanted to get your perspective, maybe as a subject, on lessons and shadow and the spirit surgery. So, you know, how do they all play together? I think you know what I'm saying, right?
I love that question. Yeah, totally. I mean, when I first 30 years ago, when I started to work with these guys, it was certainly a topic that we'd talk about between me and them. And what I've come to understand over those 30 long years of working with them is that they have an agenda to lift humanity as quickly as possible. They have an agenda to support you, each of you listening to this, as quickly as possible into your higher self. So they've got an agenda. They're wanting something to happen. They're wanting you to awaken into your power as quickly as possible to everyone listening. Now, absolutely, when they start working with you, when they begin to support you, one of their primary agendas, one of the first things and the big thing that they are very, very keen to help you with is for you to become empowered and to feel your free will. Throughout your soul journeys, not this lifetime, but many incarnations that your soul has traveled through, it has hurt itself badly through connecting with shadow at various levels of deep density of shadow. What that's created is a separation in you from your free will. And so these spirit guides are hugely invested in cleaning up all that shadow so that you can feel the truth of your free will in nice, clean power, empowerment with your sense and connection to your free will. Honestly, it's their major primary thing when they start working with you. So, around the whole topic of lessons, they're wanting you to, and they do help you feel any kind of disempowerment very, very, very briefly. Some of you sophisticated guys, if it's a huge past life trauma, they will help you roll through it a little bit, and you will get the penny drop. You will get it. So they'd never take that away from you because they are so invested in you getting that lesson so that you stand in your power, you stand in your fearlessness, right? So you stand before the challenges of your life nice and clear, connected to your free will. So you have to roll through the lessons. They have to help you move through them correctly. So they do. They also pull away the deep roots of the pain. Excuse me, because those deep roots can travel much deeper in the psychic worlds. I want everyone to hear this. Those roots of your pain can travel much deeper in the psychic worlds than any therapist, and I've done therapy, so than any therapist can find, or that even your self-awareness can find, because there are patterns in us that come from ancient past lives, not just the trauma of this life, the wounding of this life, but the wounding from other existences as well. And this is where it's super important to look at a spirit surgeon and ask them to find those wounds, those deep roots of your pain, and go way past of course, where any human therapist can go, but also where some spirit guides can't even go, haven't got the authority to go. So some spirit surgeons have the authority to travel to such core levels where a wound started and transmute it, shut it down, delete it, love it, so that it starts to resonate in love and light again. They're experts. They know what they're doing. They are capable of handling what's sitting down there. And that's why, honestly, guys, it's why not put your hand in the hand of a spirit surgeon who can just do that work? And it's a partnership. They're telling me to say right now it's a partnership. It's a two-way street. They're saying they need you to turn around to them and ask them to do it. They need you to turn around and in your mind's eye look at them and go, can you please help me? Can we work on this? So they actually need you to stop and have that moment of attention towards them. So it gives them permission to go in and to do it. That's really, really important. If you guys, as you're running down the road, go, hey, spirit guides, can you just clean all my soul wounds? Thanks very much, you know, for the rest of my life. That actually doesn't work because it's a quantum reality, meaning that your individual consciousness has got moments of attention and intention. And intention in the worlds of spirit is absolutely everything. So the quiet, now, you know, when you do rituals, you light a candle and you burn some incense, you know what that's doing? That's pumping up your attention and your intention. That's why rituals work, because they connect down into your unconscious about your intention for what you're doing and what you're about to do and what you're about to pray for. It's rounding up your unconscious to sort of pull back the rubber band as far back as possible so that that clarity of intention is strong. And that works with the worlds of spirit when you're working with a spirit surgeon. It's like you need to stop, quieten down, focus, be formal, and in that moment of clarity, turn to them with full intention and let them know what you need. And they will follow that, like following apple pie, the smell of apple pie. They'll follow your instruction down into your matrix, into your light matrix, and start to work and start to find the seed of the issue that you're asking help for. These guys, you know, they're masters. Why not work with them? Hey, let's do some work. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's one of the best ways to really share how this works. And so are you thinking that you'll take people through a process right now, or are you thinking that we'll take some callers? Which one? Not callers, but on the web. Take people through a process?
I think so, because I'd love to give everybody a taste. And if anybody's got a pen and paper in front of them, I'd like you to write down some of these possible issues, because it is useful to kind of scan them and notice if any of them relate to you. So you can notice, this is about you taking a moment to notice what you need, so that you tell your spirit surgeon to shift it, to change it, right? So, because every time you turn around and ask them, and I'm going to suggest, by the way, everybody, to make a habit, I say this sometimes, to make a habit of lying down for at least 15 minutes, if not 20 minutes, two or three times a week. Slow right down, lie down. This is formal. You're going to be calling in your spirit surgeons. You're going to be noticing what you're wanting them to do. Don't just think they know. They're waiting for you to tell them how you want something changed, okay? Everybody hear that? Mm-hmm. And so some of the things that you may want changed are things like that you may be feeling like you've lost hope about your life or about the world. So what's happening there is the feeling of losing hope. That's what you want changed. You might be feeling not motivated. That's what you're wanting changed. You're wanting to fan the flames of your motivation so you connect with it. This is what they can do. You might be feeling like you can't feel your mission in this lifetime. Are you noticing, everyone? It's about feeling. You're not connecting, or you've lost clarity, or you might be feeling negative. Just generally negative. You may have, this is an issue you may have, is in your mind, you've just got a running story where you're triggered by something and you can't get rid of the story in your head about someone else or something happening to you or someone said something to you, or and it's just, oh, it's gripping you, it's controlling you, this running story, and you know it shouldn't be there, but it is. Okay, everybody. So with everything, with all of this, it's about rewiring so that that's not there anymore. You may have an unusual body symptom. I'm not talking about chronic illness. I'm not talking about any of that. I'm talking about if you're normally feeling normal and suddenly you've got a strange body symptom. And asking them just to take a look at it. Because what they will do is go into the scaffolding, into the light waves. And quite often there's, our bodies are like children. And often there's just a feeling sitting in there, or a sadness sitting in there, or a little story that the body just wants to tell someone, that it just got stuck in there, a little story, somewhere in the energy blueprints of the body. And these guys can just go right in and release it. You might be feeling that you don't have confidence in yourself, in your life. Are you, everybody, just noticing that these are feelings?
Mm.
Okay. You might be feeling like you're not connected to your soul role and your sense of soul leadership, spiritual leadership, that you're not connected to it. Again, a feeling. You might be feeling like you're just stuck in front of a brick wall, and you just don't know which way to go or how to handle something. It's just this big brick wall in front of you. Guys, it's still a feeling. These guys will go in and notice how your light software is sitting and what's sending out like this software virus that's creating this tension, this stuckness. They'll go in there and they'll reweave it. Okay. Now, you might be feeling, this is another one, you might be feeling terror somewhere deep down, like as though you're free-falling, lost control of something, or just deep grief, like really, you know, tough, tough feeling deep down. That's really valid for, you know, just a good focus lie down and guys say, this is, I can feel it sitting in there. It really needs to be shifted. This is their area of expertise. This is what they do. Now, another one that you might be feeling is self-hate, self-judgment, really kicking yourself for something, or just generally down on yourself, and you've got a habit around it. Guys, it's all software. It is all software in this quantum computer that we are. We are a quantum computer. So these guys will go in, you know, with with really tough stuff like terror and self-hate. It just is shadow. It's shadow software. It's a software virus. And what it does, and this is how it works, it sends out a beep, 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 beep. It sends out an energy instruction, like a radiation, a transmission to your whole aura, and infects and affects your whole aura, your whole light body. And what we feel when that happens is we just feel constricted. Our mind doesn't work properly. Our bodies can start to feel ill. You know, it's like when our light body has this signal, this transmission being sent from a software virus sitting inside of us. Gee, you know, the symptoms can just so quickly just create this shutdown mentally, emotionally, physically. So I'm just saying, guys, it's all starts and originates down in that software. And so these guys are the masters, the software masters. They go in quite quickly, look at those light waves, read them, and very, very quickly switch, reconstruct that software, put new software in there, transmute it, delete the old software. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's very practical. A lot of people don't realize that it's practical like this, and that it's almost mechanical. I want to say just really quickly, everybody, that something that I didn't mention earlier is that when these spirit surgeons go in to take a look, sometimes they will see, and this is interesting, sometimes they will see, and in fact a lot of this software virus shows up as a structure, as a sort of crystalline structure, very specific, and each time it might be so different. Like a structure of the light. And inside that structure, it's like a crystal almost. There will be software instructions, like a software virus will be sitting in there. So I'm just saying that it's not necessarily just light waves, but these guys go in and they just start looking for, some spiritual healers call them implants. I call them almost crystalline structures made of light, but they're made up of a software virus, and that's how it sits there. So it's amazing in the world of spirit. Oh my goodness. It's very complex. It's real. You know, these guys, oh my gosh. And I just want to say there will be a day when we all pass back into the worlds of spirit. So we can't sort of ignore this. So it is time to start reaching out with our hand and partnering with specific beings in the worlds of spirit and building those relationships, building those partnerships. It's incredibly important. Okay, so let's go. Let's start, everybody. Might be a moment. All right, let's play. I'm so excited. Everybody closing your eyes and taking a deep breath. And Ian, I'm going to get you to mute your microphone.
Yeah.
See you on the other side. All right, beautiful. All right, so everybody taking another deep breath down. I'd like you to pretend. Pretending is perfect. You don't have to see things. Just pretend. Pretend there's a being of light standing in front of you, everybody. We've been chatting for a while now, so my spirit guides have already connected with you. So you are in a safety zone. I'd like you to ask that spirit guide, totally stay with pretend. It's about pushing your logic away, diving below your logic, and just getting instant flows of feelings, knowings, impressions. I want you to ask this being that's standing in front of you, that you're pretending is standing in front of you, what their name is. And also, if you're not clear about the instant sound or name or word that comes back to you, ask them to send you a shape in your mind's eye. It might be a triangle, it might be a rose, it might be a sun, it might be, gosh, who knows what. And if you're not sure what the name is, just ask again. Repeating questions to your spirit mentors is really important, so that you know that you got it clearly. Just do it again. What's your name? And, you know, if the same strange sound or word or name comes back, just accept it and go, okay, this is it. This is the name. This is the word. Don't spend too long about it. Don't angst about it. Doesn't matter. It's your phone number to them. As long as it works for you in your mind. And it might sound strange, it might not be in English or in your language. And you can come back here in the recording and try again and just get that name. Because the phone number, it's useful to have to call on them, right? Now, step forward with this being of light and take their hand. And wrapped around you immediately is a huge column of light. And you're going to be traveling up that column of light. Together, let's go. Let's travel up the column of light, holding the hand of your being of light. Together, holding and traveling up this column of light. This is a beautiful way you can start your healing session with these beings. If you've already got a system of working with your spirit guide or your spirit surgeon, you might want to include this little ritual, which helps your unconscious relax, get synced up and move more deeply into the worlds of spirit with your attention. Traveling up this column of light, where there's a ceiling of light where it's like a membrane, we're going to be pushing up through that membrane. And as we've pushed up through that membrane, we're just going to hang there for a moment. and three more. Let's not worry about the names of these extra beings of light. You're going to be working specifically or connecting with your being of light that you've just connected with their name. That's your main buddy, your main spirit surgery buddy. But these three beings of light are also coming to help. And what I'd love you to do is to let this group of beings of light, let them know what you've decided that you need. Choose one of that list that we've just gone through, the big one that kind of stands out for you. Let them know clearly, nice and clear, straight from the heart, what you need. I'm reminding you also that it's a feeling that you're describing. You're feeling stuck. You're feeling lack of hope. This is what they relate to, because they're going to be going into the matrix, tracking down what you're talking about, tracking down, noticing its origin, where it's coming from, where it's sitting. They're going to be looking for those structures of light that are holding software viruses. The first thing is let them know what you need. Then I'm going to invite you to watch your main spirit being, light being, what they do first. I just want you just to notice, can I just ask you guys, or you guys, to just go into pretend mode, because that so helps let go of your logic. And it means you can follow your spirit guide much more easily. When you pretend, what shows up is what's really happening. Which is incredible, which is amazing. Keep pretending, everyone. If you lose focus for a moment, please switch on pretend again. Pretend you know what they're doing. Have fun. None of this is right or wrong. Don't get too tight at thinking that you've got to do it right. Just pretend. Have fun. Pretend you're a 2-year-old. I'm teaching you to follow what they're doing, which adds power to the result. Refresh your screen, switch on pretend mode again, just in case you've lost connection. Refresh your screen. I'm being told to say that your spirit surgeon is about to find a core piece of software virus and they're about to pull it out. So get ready. Because it might be a bit of a shift. You might yawn. Your body might move. You might feel hot. if you can switch on pretend mode and notice them doing it, pretend you know what they're doing. I'm going to go quiet just for a couple of minutes because my spirit guides are telling me that they want to go deep. It's kind of like some of the surgery we've just been doing is for them is just near the surface. They'd like to go down into your soul wounds and just take a little look. And that means that it's kind of moving into a different dimension. It's like they're going to take us higher into a higher light airlock. And they just need quiet, so just for a couple of minutes. It's interesting because they are just asking me to ask everyone, and you can just in your mind reply, they're asking permission to, because I've actually found some stuff down there, down in the deep soul wound, Akashic records, and they're asking me to ask you if it's okay if they shift it, if they release it, if they transmute it, so they need your permission. So in your mind you can just let them know. And they're telling me to say to you that they're going to be working on this actually longitudinally, like they're going to start chipping away at it today, but they'd love to kind of unravel the knot of what they've found for a little period of time. So it's not all just done now because it's quite a big, something big down there. So they're just saying, is it okay if they take their time over the next 2 or 3 weeks to just, it's like siphoning out a huge petrol tank or something. It's like they're saying just doing it gradually so it all just releases, but it doesn't have to all release at once. So they're just letting you know if that's okay. They're saying because we haven't got the time to just hang with it right now. And they're saying like even tonight or tomorrow night you can just lie down and let them come in and tell them specifically to keep going on that specific thing that they connected with today. So you can do that as well. Makes it faster when you lie down because they've got the quiet of your mind. Your mind goes quiet. Your emotions go quiet. Your thoughts go quiet. It just helps them go deep into your auric field when you lie down. Cool, everybody. All right, taking a deep breath. And what I'd like you to do just as we finalize here, just give your specific being of light a huge hug. You can call on your spirit surgeon. And I'd like you to put your forehead to their forehead just for a moment as you're hugging.
and let them know that you so appreciate them and their work with you. It's a love bond. I'm being told to let you know it's very real, this love bond. The spirit surgeon can upgrade you, and it's their service to the light to do so. So they're grateful that they can do their service to support you. And you're probably feeling grateful that you've got someone to support you. Gratitude both ways. Cool. All right, everybody, taking a deep breath, opening your eyes, moving your body a little bit, feeling a little bit back in your body, might want to take a little glass of water. And last thing I just want to say is that it's real. What just happened is real. Again, I keep saying this, when you pass over back into the worlds of spirit, these are the guys that are going to meet you. They're going to meet you on the other side. So connecting with them is really valuable, really important. Building your connections. All right, Ian, you can come back now because I can't hear you.
Yeah, I'm back. All right. Yeah. Beautiful. Wow. Beautiful journey. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what would you suggest for everyone on the call who is wishing to reconnect with their spirit guide, well, their surgeon again? Would you suggest that they take the time to lay down and call them in by name? Is that the best way to do it?
Yeah. Okay, so let's just go over that nice and slow. That's really important. Definitely. So lie down. It's really interesting, the rituals, you know, rituals, like even visualization rituals are so important, like meeting your being of light face to face, then both of you going into the column of light, going up through that ceiling membrane. Those little steps help you get pulled into the world of spirit. Very powerful, very important. Same deal when you're lying down, when you go, okay, see, doing personal auric surgeries for decades, I don't do them anymore, but for other people, but I would say to my spirit guides, we've got 1 hour exactly to work. And they work exactly within that time frame. They bring in thousands of spirit surgeons to help in that case of working as a spiritual healer on somebody. And they're all finished within that 1 hour. And they go, okay, and they're all pulling out exactly on the hour. So it's ritualized. So if you lie down and go, guys, we've got 15 minutes, or we've got 20 minutes, or we've only got 5 minutes if you're in a rush, right? The longer you've got, of course, the more they can do. But it's the lying down. You're not going to sleep. You might snooze, but you're not actually, this is not sleep time. So you're lying down for the purpose of going into an energy cocoon with your spirit surgeons. They're going to wrap a cocoon of energy. So the first thing you do is lie down in your mind. You ask them to arrive, to come. I call upon my spirit surgeon and their name, and then pause for a moment and feel their energy. Give them time to arrive. Might just take 30 seconds, they'll arrive. They know you, they've connected with you already. And then specify, everyone, don't be vague, specify the feeling that you want shifted inside of you. It's an internal state that you want changed. It might be an external circumstance that you want changed, but it's really how you're managing your perception of that external experience or that external reality. You guys got that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So it's all about your internal shift. So specify it, and then relax. And then, as you're relaxing, switch on your pretend mode and keep yourself glued. Keep that video camera open and keep switching on pretend mode, refreshing your screen and observing what they're doing. The more you pretend, the more you see.
Mm.
And I will say that the more you do that, where you're specifically watching them, the more powerful the shift. Just want to say that.
Thank you.
And they're telling me to say, usually after they've worked for a period of time, they will say, okay, we're now going deeper. And you may just drop into a deeper snooze at that point. And then guess what, everyone? They'll bring you back and you'll suddenly be back and your eyes will open and you'll feel like standing up. Oh, it's so funny.
Thank you.
Great. But
thanks for sharing.
My pleasure.
Yeah, well, everyone, we're going to go over Alicia's offer in just a little while, and there's something very special in there that hasn't been offered to the wisdom community before, which I am very excited about. So stay tuned for that in just a little while. There's a couple of people with questions. There's a lot of people with questions, but two that are popping out right now. Diane from Coffs Harbor. I'm going to ask this question because I think a lot of people are asking the same type of question. You mentioned earlier that it's not necessarily for, you know, chronic pain or disease or those types of issues. However, let me just ask you this question, Alicia, because the people are asking, you know, if there's blockages in an area that people know of, maybe that are causing back pain. So we know that there's an emotional root to this or an emotional cause to this pain, or we suspect there is, like neck pain, shoulder pain. In Diane's case, Diane from Coff Harbor, would the work that the spirit surgeons do help to alleviate some of that pain?
Absolutely. You know, I really love the way that, and it is a two-way partnership, Diane, and you may already be good at this, where you lie down. It's like this is the formal thing when you lie down. Okay, guys, I'm calming down, calming my mind. The deeper you calm down, the more you'll see. So I'm going to lie down. I'm going to call these guys. This is a focus session. I'm going to get them to come in, and I'm going to ask them to take a look to see exactly what is sitting, what kind of software is sitting in the light waves in the substructure, in that matrix, in the scaffolding that's sitting right underneath where that pain is, where the tightness is. Say, for example, if it's a sore neck or sore shoulders, just for example. Because everybody knows, you know probably, Diane, that that's where it's sitting. There's a story there, there's emotion there, there's psychic viruses there. So let's, you know, that is the first thing to do. And then if you're quiet and still enough and pretending enough, you will see them travel to a very specific point in that general achy area, because they know that there's a specific little crystalline psychic structure sitting there that's radiating a thought, an attitude, a feeling, a stuck emotion. Emotion comes from intention. Remember that everything in the quantum is intention. And so that crystalline piece of light that somehow has been lodged there through whatever means is holding an intention. And the intention could be sadness or fear or rage against yourself, against somebody else, etc., etc., right? So it's always about usually, but you know, some kind of a relationship thing or some conclusion that your subconscious and unconscious has created. But what I'm talking about is a crystalline piece of light. It's a structure that these guys are going to find, and it's there. It's sitting in the center of the achiness. That's where they're going to focus, and that's what they're going to pull out.
Mm.
Because afterwards, the whole scaffolding shifts and changes, and over a day or so, that ache will release and release and release, and you won't notice it, but it won't be there for it 2 days later or a day later. It just won't be there. So the whole thing is unraveled.
Okay.
Anyway, that's how to do it.
Thank you. I wanted to share this because Shannon from Whitefish wrote in, and thank you, Shannon, for having the courage to share this. Or thank you so much. She writes in, when the spirit surgeon was working deeply, it was like they found something scurrying around, kind of like a dark mouse. So Shannon actually felt something like a dark mouse scurrying around when they were working with her. So she's asking, you know, what's your perspective on this, Alicia? What do you think was going on?
First of all, I want to thank, is it Sharon, that she had the courage to be still enough to feel, sense that impression that she got. Because those metaphorical impressions that we get are given to us by these spirit surgeons. They kind of let us notice that stuff so that we become engaged in that moment. And in that moment where we're noticing it, we're actually giving permission. The moment of noticing it, we're giving permission for it to be released. So they will let us see to a certain degree what might be sitting there in a metaphorical way. You guys are hearing that? So it shows up as a metaphor. And the spirit surgeons will go, we need that conscious being to see this so that we've got permission to transmute it. And, you know, shadow software, I call it, or software viruses will show up in many shapes and forms because, getting a little bit more advanced, that software virus can be high authority, could be low authority. It can be owned by many, many different species and tribes of spirit beings that put it there. So it's quite complex. Your spirit surgeon will let you see to a degree, but it's really, really great to be quiet enough to see to that degree, because it means that you're in there, you're with them, you're playing with them. That's what they want, because they can go deeper and deeper and deeper and keep playing with you. And by the way, the more they show you, the more advanced you become. So just saying, mm-hmm. This is your training. This is your training, your teaching as well. They're teaching you. So the deeper you go with them, the more you're learning.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about learning and training, because, Alicia, you have a wonderful offer for the wisdom community, which I'm going to have you share with everyone in just a second. But let me just direct people to the page so that they can follow along visually. So everyone, we're going to have Alicia share with us what her offer is for the wisdom community today, which involves the training and the teaching and working deeper with the spirit mentors and the creator beings. So if you're on the webinar page, click the special offer button underneath Alicia's photograph. If you're not on the webinar page, then all you need to do is type in WOTA show, which is WOTASHOW.com. So it's WOTASHOW.com. And then you put in a /, and then you type in Alicia's name, which is ALICIA. And then the number 9. So it's WOTASHOW.com/Alicia9. And again, Alicia is ALICIA. And everything's lowercase. And then you'll be taken to a page that says Uplift on Light. So at this point, Alicia, I'd love for you to take us through the offering.
Yeah, thank you so much. You know, I am excited about this. This is a collection of 7 extremely powerful spirit surgeries. So some people ask, when we listen to a recording, do the same teams show up? And I just want to say that in the worlds of spirit, there is no time and space. In quantum mechanics, in physics, quantum physics, there is a theory or a principle called non-locality. You can Google it, I quite often say, and you will see that all physicists talk about non-locality. And that means that in the tiny subatomic quantum worlds, time and space doesn't exist. And the worlds of spirit exist in that quantum world beyond time and beyond space. And so they read your intention. And the moment you switch on a recording, especially with my voice tone, because they come through with my voice tone as well, as soon as you switch on the recording, they arrive into your auric field. They're following your intention to connect with them. They know that you're about to put your finger on that button and start the recording. And they begin to flow into your auric field. They already know what the audio and the recording's about and what the training is. And they begin to work straight away in your auric field. So those same teams arrive. Remember, everybody, intention is everything. It's like, you know, everything runs on intention. including your physical body. Every cell runs on intention. Like, your emotions run on intention. Everything runs on intention. So it's an incredible world that's been created by Source, this energy world. Okay, let's play. So seven incredible, incredible recordings, targeted and very specific on what they reconstruct in your auric field and how they change you. So the first one is a very advanced, deep soul wound surgery from your Akashic records, from your past lives. So in this surgery, they will travel down. And as you're listening, I will be moving your attention onto very, very specific parts of your past lives. And you'll start to feel a very specific thing coming up for that session. So you can repeat the session many times, and it'll be different each time. These spirit surgeon teams will show up and begin to work on a different part of your Akashic records. So this is an advanced session on powerful wounding from your past lives where you might have been in leadership and you failed and you've got deep sadness and fear of failure sitting deep as a program in your quantum computer that you are in your memories. You might have had very painful relationships or grief around relationships, so that in this lifetime you steer away from relationships, or you create trauma in your relationships from past lives. You might, many of you as healers, you might have had deep trauma as a healer in past incarnations. And so these spirit surgeons will travel down, 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 down into the records, into the memory, and will, because they've got the authority to, just mentioning that the creator beings that I work with, extremely high authority and with speed, will be with you in these recordings, and they will travel down deep and unlock ancient, ancient memory of sadness, of shadow, of wounding. Really, really, really powerful. And coming out of that, deep hesitations of moving forward into your spiritual leadership, of connecting with your soul mission, can so quickly, quickly change, you know, and you stepping up into your soul mission. Yeah, really, really, really important. Mm-hmm. Number two, the second one, remember there's seven of them, a collection of seven powerful spirit surgeries here. Each one about 30 minutes to 40 minutes. Number two is watch a spirit surgeon heal your self-love. Now, you guys, you know, self-love is, how powerful is that? You know, what kind of wounding connects with your self-love? You know, childhood wounds. These are classic that shut down your senses. Deep in inner equanimity. A sense that you're loved, a sense that you're worthy, you know, a sense that you're worth having compassion for yourself and loving yourself and prioritizing yourself. Quite often it is about childhood wounds. And this is where they're going to concentrate down in these 39 minutes of this particular one, healing your self-love, just flicking deep, deep switches, deep, deep down. I know that a lot of you guys have done therapy, and this is going to complement your therapy. It's going to go into the scaffolding that sits even deep underneath the work that you're doing in therapy. Cleaning it up, making it easier for you to cognize and recognize your empowerment in moments of wounding from childhood. All right, the third one, fear release for your heart healing. And this is specifically the surgery will travel into your heart chakra and look at how it's holding its hope for your future, and also look at how it's feeling weary from and feeling the weight of when you look at the world today and news that's coming in about the world today. And that just may be sending signals to your heart chakra that make it feel a bit despondent and weighed down and a little bit depressed. You know, our heart chakras are just so sensitive. It's like a little one-year-old child. They're so open and love-filled, should be. And any of this kind of out-of-control situations can just jar us and make us feel so weighted down, weighed down. You know, so this, it's a, such a compassionate but very surgically precise. These guys are going to go in and go hunting for the sadness, for the depression that's sitting in your heart. Because to them, again, they will be looking for software viruses. Do you guys know, I just want to quickly share this, that when I watch the news and when I watch something on television, there'll be times when I go to bed and I'm chatting away to my spirit guides and they go, Alicia, we need to clean you up because you've just downloaded a whole lot of software, you know, viruses from the people you've been watching on television. And I'm going, oh my God. It's, you know, it's like, oh my God. Okay. Anyway, so that's a really powerful one. Each of these, please don't do more than one a day. And because they're so powerful, they're so deep. Like the renovations, you know, it's like renovating, you know, your deep unconscious. Right.
Yeah.
Give it time, give the electromagnetic force field that you are, this force field of light, give it time to recalibrate and settle after this deep surgery. Just letting you guys know, right? And just letting you know, by the way, that because we've touched on some of the things that you could be asking these guys for, but these sessions are specifically on some of these, exactly on these. And when you go into listening to the audio, you're going to be wrapped up in a cocoon of energy, and they'll be traveling and they'll work. And also, I will guide you in. Number four, the specific topic, the specific target for the surgery is your self-image, how you think about yourself. See, when they start looking at you, when the spirit surgeons start looking at you on the specific target, on the specific topic, they will take a look at how your prefrontal cortex is thinking about yourself, the habitual thoughts you have about yourself, because underneath that is a whole light structure of software and of light waves that's being held in a habit. That's what they're going to go in and reconstruct. So that it's kind of like pulling out a whole lot of old sadness and density so that that whole thing changes so that you think about yourself differently. Guess what? That can change your life. Because if you think about yourself even one degree differently, you will make new kinds of decisions. And you will allow yourself to move into an opportunity that before you wouldn't allow yourself to go into. You guys hearing me? Because the substrata deep underneath you is just changed. You're feeling less fearful, less hesitant, less doubtful, more confident. So that's what this one's about, self-image rewiring, changing the foundation of your consciousness about that. Number five, oh my God, effective prayer, a potent moment with your spirit guide. Okay, so this is different. This is in number five, in deep in the session, I set up a place of such high light, like a cocoon of light that's so high in frequency of light, like an airlock that's so high, and take you into a moment of purity and innocence in front of a high authority spirit light being. So you're standing in front of an incredibly high authority light being. Inside of you, your inner state is pure and innocent. And from that, you tell them what you need. So that's what gets created in that session. So that your this creator, this being of light, hears you clearly. See, prayer is all about you being in a high state of self-love and self-empowerment in the moment that you tell a being of light what you need. And so we bring you into that state so that that being of light can hear your prayer clearly. Okay, it's really, really powerful. 43-minute session. Incredible. Taking you beyond time and space into a prayer moment. So it's effective. The prayer's effective. Okay, so session 6 is super, super powerful. This is about your core soul upgrade. This is an initiation. It's not so much a spirit surgery as an initiation. So what the spirit surgeons will be doing here is we'll take you into such a deep, still, quiet space where they will travel to the moment when your soul started, where it began from, where it was birthed from. Not in this lifetime, not talking about your human birth, I'm talking about when your soul was birthed, way before it started human lifetimes over and over and over again. So the origin moment of your soul and what happened. And because there sometimes is a moment where shadow interacts with your soul in that moment, and it creates a theme that travels with your soul from that moment onwards. And that's why it's called an initiation. Can you hear how powerful and important this is? So this session will transmute and release that jarring moment right from that early start of your soul, so that that theme can just unravel and clear. And just takes you higher, faster. Yeah, so, so powerful.
Powerful stuff, it's definitely.
Yeah, soul acceleration healing.
Wow.
46 minutes. Now let's go to the last one, guys. Again, this is an activation, a very powerful activation, number 7. I call it creating heaven. So again, we'll take you into a very, very deep, still space. And the spirit surgeons, their focus with this session is to rewire you so that you hold love as a constant state deep inside. So it's a very powerful upgrade. And in this session, they stand in front of you and let you know that they commit to you for the rest of your life. Mm. So this is an initiation. It's an activation. It's a moment where they create a contract with you. They make a decision to love you and walk with you for the rest of your life. And these are very high authority beings. So this moment can start an acceleration from this point onwards into the rest of your life. It creates strengthening. It creates buoyancy, awakening. You feel a hand of the creator beings in yours and their commitment to love you to the end of your days. So it's called creating heaven. Can you guys imagine just walking in a state where you're much more connected to the layers of love that are kind of really hanging to hang out with you?
Yeah.
Anyway, so these are very powerful, these 7. Oh, my God.
So what's fun. Next? Option 2, live. Don't forget the live group spirit surgery with Alicia Power.
Yeah.
All right,
okay,
that's
so
live. That's
this
has never been offered before, by the way. This is option 2 here.
Correct.
Ever.
That's right.
And Alicia's been with us, what, 5 times now?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
5 times. So I'm offering your community a very special, it's option B, and it's for those people who purchase option A. So you can add to that a live event with me where we do a 45-minute deep surgery live. So the Vortex is live, I'm watching what they're doing and I'm telling you what they're doing, and I facilitate you guys, and this is a really beautiful one. The types of spirit beings that will show up will be very unusual, and as well as my normal teams, and they are instructed to take you into a layer of love that's connected to Mother Earth's love field, and you'll come out of it more connected to the higher dimension of Mother Earth, the higher love dimension of Mother Earth, and you can be so deeply shifted and changed that for days afterwards, you just feel yourself in this deep bubble of love. It's incredibly powerful. So it's just letting you know this is actually, it's a hugely powerful, 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 powerful session. Happened to me recently. They did this on me. And I could hardly sort of talk for days. I was like, I could hardly sort of, I don't know. It was on a weekend, so that was good.
Yeah, well, that's a beautiful experience to go within. You know, it's a beautiful time to go within and actually let the work percolate. You know, so without the disturbances and cluttering of our thoughts and our words. You know, it's beautiful that you actually, you know, were led to be quiet, even though you know maybe you didn't have control over that. That's an intention. You know, it's done intentionally.
It was beyond me. It was like, I just want to say, I was held. I felt held. And this is what's going to be happening with this session, where you'll feel held in love. And it's like a child being held, like a baby being held by its mother. And you'll feel the softness and the love and the sanctity, you could almost say. Yeah. Anyway, very, very, very powerful. So this is this live session that we're going to be having in about a week's time, isn't it? Next week.
It is a week's time, yeah. So I wanted to bring that to everyone's attention because, you know, the offers don't go, you know, we don't take the offers down. But this is, when's that? Is that, what's the 6th? Is it what's the day?
What's Friday, the day? I think.
It's a Friday, okay. Yeah, so that's coming up soon. So everyone, if you feel the resonance with that and you're being guided to work with Alicia and the spirit surgeons on a much deeper level, a much, much deeper level, live, then I would highly encourage you to really consider this because it is time sensitive. So I wanted to bring that to your attention. I didn't want anyone to come back and say, oh, I missed it. So pay attention. It's February 6th. So pay attention to that. So that's a wonderful opportunity never before offered on Wisdom of the Ancients by Alicia. This is the first time actually you'll ever have the opportunity on one of her offers to work with her and the spirit surgeons in private. Well, in private, it's a group private group session in live. And have Alicia lead you and facilitate that. Of course, the spirit surgeons are going to take over, but Alicia is going to facilitate that. So that's a beautiful offer. And it is available also in two payments. It's always available in two payments. So for those of you who feel guided to work with the spirit surgeons and Alicia in a deeper way, that's available to you. So thank you so much, Alicia. This is so wonderful. It's a beautiful, beautiful program. Beautiful program.
Thank you. My pleasure. I do want to just quickly add that for 30 years, I've partnered with very, very senior levels of the worlds of spirit. And, you know, over those 30 years, they have shown me so much. Like I've just walked with them virtually every single day deep into the worlds of spirit and watched them. So you're working with someone who's incredibly experienced and also who my partnerships are within the worlds of spirit are so deep. And I pass those partnerships on to you guys so that you've got the speeded up partnerships because these guys are speeded up. They're accelerated. Yeah, anyway, so I just want to say there's speed here, there's shortcuts here, and the work that they do. I just want to say in this live session, it's a spirit surgery session right from the beginning to the end. So it'll be 45 minutes of spirit surgery, really deep and detailed, just in case anybody wasn't sure about that.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Alicia, I wanted to have you just share with the wisdom community any final words, anything that's coming through from your
spirit tutors or creator beings that you feel or that they would like to share with all of us as we start to wind this down?
Ian, so love hanging out with you just to start with. And also, thank you so much for this opportunity to pass on knowledge, to pass on training, to pass on know-how, to pass on the tricks and the shortcuts, to pass on what works with the worlds of spirit, you know, so that to pass on my partnerships to some of you guys that are really advanced. I'm so keen, super keen for you guys to pick up my partnerships so that you guys steam forward, you know, it with speed. I'm very keen about that. But anyone else, you know, just begin working with this being of light that you've worked with today. Get used to having a personal guide, a personal spirit surgeon guide. Get used to it, to having your own personal spirit surgeon who shows up for you every time. Get used to that. And walk with the rest of your life with this being. Get to know this being, get to love them. That's what I'm suggesting for you who's listening today. And let's just see what my guides would like to say. Yep, they're just saying, everyone, this is the beginning of speed, of pulling away the shadows, pulling away the cobwebs, pulling away the hesitation, pulling away the drag out of your life, honestly and genuinely. Okay, genuinely. This is about speed, of awakening, of buoyancy, of strength, of self-love, of joy, of harmony. And when you start getting strong and harmonized on the inside, your external reality changes. It just does. Good things start happening to you, if that's what you need. So start focusing on the inside, building your strength, cleaning up your auric field, remembering to lie down and have your personal sessions with your teams of spirit beings regularly, twice a week at least. At least. If you're home and not going to work, do it more often. Because these guys will get used to jumping into your auric field and cleaning up your auric field. Your thinking will change. You'll get stronger. Thanks, everyone.
Yeah, thank you. Mate. Yeah, blessings to you, Alicia. Thank you so much for being on the show. It's been awesome having you back and bringing the spirit beings and the tutors with you and the surgeons with you. And thank you for that amazing experience. You know, there have been people writing in as well. A lot of people felt either scraping, or people had visions, and some people were crying and can't stop crying. Such a beautiful experience. And thank you so much for introducing everyone, or facilitating the introduction of spirit beings with everyone here in the community today. So thank you so much, sweet soul, for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the opportunity. It's huge.
All right, everyone. Beautiful, magnificent, shining light. Thank you so much for attending today's show. It's been amazing. I'm still in bliss, and I'm still experiencing my own version of what everyone experienced as well. So, let's all go our own ways, but stay connected to the collective. Thank you so much, sweet souls, for being here. Much love to you all. And we give thanks to Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth, and Father Sun. Give thanks to all the ancient ones who are here with us today. Beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, spirit, and service. Thank you, everyone. Much love. Namaste. See you again. Bye now.